Yep, and so does good entertainment of all kinds. Something really good is coming to the Chan Hassen Dinner Theater on Friday, October 10th, and Saturday, October 11th. By golly, that's not too far down the trail, is it here? Guess who's coming in? Sherwin Linton with the Johnny Cash Story. This is one you are not going to want to miss, and we have some tickets to give away to the Friday show, October the 10th. We'll do that next hour, but right now we get to the talk to the man himself, Sherwin Linton. Sherwin, does me proud to talk to you. How you doing today?
Well, I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to visit with you.
You know what, coming here to the metro area, this is not foreign turf to you. You're a South Dakota boy. I think you grew up in the Watertown area, born in Volga, but you came on over to Minneapolis-St. Paul, I think back in the 50s, didn't you?
In 1958, in fact. Yeah. I came here originally to go to Brown Institute of Radio Announcing.
Right.
But I'd already been on the air for a couple of years when I was in high school out there. So you know how it is when you're that age. Well, you already know most everything there is to know about
anything. Sure do. You had a radio show your own at the age of 16, so you knew everything about the world, didn't you?
Yeah, right. Nobody could tell me anything.
I know, right. Well, some of us never outgrow that. Let's see. You formed a group in South Dakota, a rock band, or maybe it was a rockabilly, called the Rocketeers. Then you moved over to Minnesota, and you formed a group called the Fender Benders. Tell us about that.
Well, we played Fender guitars, and I built a 75-foot guitar cord back then. They didn't have wireless units, of course. And I'd go out in the crowd and jump on tables and chairs and up on the bar if we were playing in a bar. And I flip my guitar over my knee and throw it up in the air. And so somebody said, "Bend that Fender," and I thought, that's a good name. So I started calling us the Fender Benders.
Love it, love it. Well, you were a big deal around here with the Fender Benders. Then, boy, bigger things called. You went down to Nashville, and Roy Acuff, I think, helped you along. And in 75, you had a record called When She Cries, and that was good for Single of the Year Award. And, boy, you were off and running. And we're really eager to hear about your Johnny Cash show, Sherwin. Could you tell us what we're going to see, what we're going to hear when you come to the Chan Hassen Dinner Theater weekend after next?
Okay, I sure can. I want to backtrack just a little bit there, because it was in the mid-60s I went down to Nashville originally and I recorded a song called Cotton King that hit the top 10.
Yep.
And so then I changed the name of the band to the Cotton Kings.
All right.
Sherwin Linton and the Cotton Kings.
Right.
And got to meet Johnny Cash first in the late 50s at a show here in town. And then got to know him a little better in the 60s. 1971, I recorded a live tribute album to him in the South Dakota State Penitentiary. It was called Hello, I'm Not Johnny Cash.
Hello, I'm Not Johnny Cash.
Yeah, and it was a tribute to Johnny Cash, a big part of it. He liked it real well and had me on his show several times. One time at the South Dakota State Fair, called me on stage and took his boots off in the middle of the show and gave them to me and told me to try them on, and he sang in his stocking feet the rest of the night. I never understood exactly why he did that, but it was quite a high compliment, I thought.
I would have kept the boots. Sherwin, did you keep the boots?
I sure did. He signed them for me, and I still have them.
You know? You do a lot of Johnny's early Sun years, and that means, of course, Sun Records, Sam Phillips' operation there in Memphis. And I love some of those early Cash songs, like Come In Stranger and Guess Things Happen That Way.
She says, "Come in, stranger.
It's good to see you home. I hurried through because
I knew it was you when I saw your dog wagging his tail.
Honey, why didn't you let me know by mail?
It's, yeah, you know
you've been gone so long.
This is surreal.
Yeah. Sherwin, are you going to sing that one, I hope? Huh?
Well, you know what? I could do that one. I haven't been doing that in our show lately, but I was on the air in South Dakota when his first record came out, Cry, 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 and Hey Porter, and then he followed that with Folsom Prison Blues, and then I walked the line. When Folsom Prison Blues came out, I learned that, of course, but my mother wouldn't allow me to sing it. I was only 16 years old. She didn't want her son singing songs about shooting people and going to jail.
Well, that was a good mama you had there.
Yeah, right. I think I sung it a few times somewhere out of her presence, though.
I'll bet you did. Sherwin.
Anyway, yes, we tell his story somewhat of his career from the early days on through up until his death, actually. And so there's a lot of stories in there, and I tell a few of them. I had the opportunity to know him pretty well. I mean, I wasn't on his so-called inner circle of friends, mm-hmm. but I certainly was a good friend to him. He was a good friend to me. He did a lot for me and told me a lot of things that I include into my performance so that it becomes... I don't really characterize myself as Johnny Cash, but I do capture some of his movements at times just for the purpose of the show, but there are people who, with Elvis or Johnny Cash or other people, come out and pretend they're the the person they're portraying or doing their music of, and I call it the Johnny Cash story because that way, for me, it becomes a tribute.
I like that. I like that approach very much. I know it's going to be a great tribute. Johnny Cash, needless to say, is a legend, but Sherwin Linson, you are too. We love having you in town. Thank you for coming through, bringing this great, great production to the Chan Hassan Dinner Theater. We're going to be giving away some tickets this week to the performance. I want to come out there and catch your act, too. It's going to be a good one, you know?
Well, I sure hope so. Yep. And if people would like to get tickets, you probably have given them the number already.
Yep.
Chan Hassan, 952-934-1525.
Yep. You're good with the numbers there, Sherwin, and great with the songs. And thank you so much. And you know what we're going to do here? This is a musical request show we do here, and I'm going to kind of preempt you and just kind of guess what you would request here. How about an early Johnny Cash song, the one you and I were singing just a bit ago? How about Come In Stranger? That sound good to you?
That'd be good. Could I mention one more thing?
You sure can.
On the 12th of October, the Heights Theater in Columbia Heights.
Oh, love it! Yeah,
is presenting the premiere showing of a documentary that Pioneer Public TV has been working on producing for my story of my life and career. It's called Sherwin Linton Forever on the Stage.
Wow.
And that will be at the Heights Theater on the 12th of October. And you can get tickets for that by contacting Pioneer Public TV.
Sherwin, I kid you not, I go to the Heights Theater a lot. I love it over there. It's a great jewel box of a theater, and there you're going to be up there on the stage, on the screen. Going to be great. Thank you, Sherwin, so much.
Thank you, Stan.
Okay.
And appreciate you taking time to visit.
You're a friend, and now we're going to ask a stranger to come on in.